Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hello, my name is Ben Brown, Director and Curator of the Clark Historical Museum. Make sure to join us this Saturday from 10 to 4 for Archaeology and Cultural Awareness Day event. Featured in our community case until the end of 2018 is Myrtle Grove Memorial Cemetery. This local cultural landmark is located in Eureka on Myrtle Avenue near West Avenue, across the street from the Beret Center and the County Office of Education. Myrtle Grove Cemetery was Eureka's first formal burying ground and was established in 1861. The location was chosen so as to be well away from the developed portion of town, and therefore not affected, it was thought, by any future urban encroachment. The cemetery is the final resting place of thousands of early Humboldt County pioneers. The names on the headstones and mausoleums are recognizable and well known. There's Booner, Carson, Vance, Henderson, Ricks, Van Voorhees, Brett, McFarlane, Huntington, Connick, Sevier, Allard, Monroe, Kendall, Mercer, and many, many more. Numerous judges, bankers, elected officials, 6 Eureka mayors, several sheriffs and police chiefs, as well as thousands of less well-known but equally important residents are buried there. In fact, there are over 6,000 recorded burials in the 10-acre cemetery. Myrtle Grove Cemetery is also the home to 210 veterans of the United States military service, beginning with Civil War veterans, 167 of them, including both Union and Confederate soldiers, and including veterans of the Spanish-American War, Indian Wars, and World War I and II. The cemetery is specially decorated each year for Memorial Day and Veterans Day, and a program is presented. Over its almost 160-year history, the cemetery has had its ups and downs maintenance-wise. A major effort in 1957 to modernize the grounds resulted in the basics of today's appearance. By 2015, hundreds of headstones had sunk into the ground and were covered with dirt and debris. Shrinking city budgets resulted in sporadic maintenance and a climate of neglect. A corps of dedicated volunteers has stepped in and, with community donations and a partnership with the city, is now raising headstones, over 300 so far, mowing the lawns, finding and documenting burials, placing new headstones, and bringing the hallowed grounds back to life. The exhibit at the Clark Museum will showcase historic and current photographs and will especially highlight and honor the 17 World War veterans buried there. The Veterans Day program at the cemetery on November 12th will feature those veterans on the 100th anniversary of the end of the Great War. Be sure to see the Myrtle Grove Memorial Cemetery exhibit at the Clark Historical Museum up until the end of the year. And make sure not to miss Archaeology and Cultural Awareness Day this Saturday from 10 to 4. The museum and Eureka Visitor Center at 240 E Street is open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and on Sunday from 11 to 4. Special Arts Alive hours until 9 p.m. occur on the first Saturday of each month. This is Ben Brown with Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.